You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Throughout the night tonight, we have been on and off discussing the Move Here Project. You can find it on Facebook at facebook.com/Move Here Project. And, Mark, this is something you came up with earlier today. You created this Facebook page to be a compendium of sorts of the various different movements that have been proposed in the past, and most of them have fizzled over time, and you've cataloged approximately a dozen of these things.
More than that, yeah.
And there may be others that we don't know about.
Yeah, there's one that's come to mind since we've been talking, and I probably need to get that up too. But
But it's pretty complete, I would say, from as far as what I've heard of over time, the various different Move Here and Be More Free kind of projects.
If anybody wants to go there to facebook.com/Move Here Project and tell me about one of, you know, something else, you know, one of these projects that has started and fizzled. There's a myriad of... I need some kind of citation. It doesn't need to be much, but just some kind of citation. Because a lot of people have said, hey, why don't you just go ahead and, you know, we'll start us a project, move to Kalispell, Montana project, or whatever. And, you know, you should move here for liberty, or there. Or the, you know, people have said that online. I don't think that really counts.
There should be some kind of web presence.
Something. Or was, or, you know, some citation. That's all I need.
Did you put Free State Europe up on here?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. There's just
actually
a lot of stuff here.
There is no. There was really no citation
there
for Free State.
There used to be, though. There used to be a website for Free State Europe.
Yeah, and that went dark.
It's gone now.
But Free State Europe is one of them.
Right. And that came after the Free State Project, obviously, based on the name. It was folks from Europe who felt like, well, it would be easier for us to move somewhere in Europe than it would be to go to the United States.
Yeah, and you can imagine how difficult it is for people who believe in the ideas of liberty, living in Europe, to say, well, you know, for me to legally get to New Hampshire, it's going to be very, very difficult.
That sucks. The Free State Europe actually made sense to me the first time I heard about it, because I said, oh, you know, immigration can be very, very difficult when you're trying to do it.
I wish them luck.
Yeah. So, I mean, of all the projects, that one seemed to make sense anyway.
Yeah, I wish them all luck. They're going to need it, because it's a very small pool of potential recruits that you could possibly be pulling from here. It's not just liberty people, liberty activists, because there are people who like liberty and who think the ideas are cool, but they'll never do anything about it, so they're not, you know, within your purview. Then there's liberty activists. Those are people who are willing to actually do something about freedom, but only a portion of those folks are actually willing to move somewhere to get active for freedom. Yeah. So it's a group, you know, subgroup of a subgroup of a group. And it's a
Most
very small
of these
group.
Groups, no one that I know of has ever moved for them, or they haven't had more than, you know, a half a dozen movers. And what counts as a mover, and how long were they there? So the vast majority of these are, you know, utter failures.
So let's continue on the list here. You went through a couple that were older that had to do with moving to somewhere in the middle of the ocean. They got overtaken.
And Free State Europe.
And Free State Europe.
And that was another one. Free State Wyoming. I listed this one.
They're still going.
Languishing is the terminology I use to describe them.
Now, wasn't Free State Wyoming was a reaction, if I'm not mistaken, to New Hampshire being chosen as the state for the Free State Project?
One of the reactions.
Okay, right. Because basically, before there was Free State Project existed without a state chosen, and then there was a vote.
Wyoming was number two in that vote. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. Wyoming was the second of 10. There were 10 possible states in the Free State Project vote, and Wyoming was second place.
I was rooting for Delaware.
And there were a lot of people who lived in the West who said, oh, I don't want to move to the East. We need somewhere out West.
West is better than the East.
Right.
We'd be out West.
So they decided that Wyoming should be that alternate project. And you call it languishing, Mark. And
hey, look, the thing is,
it's the most successful
competitors. I've got to take stands with this page that, you know, are not going to be popular with people. And that's the thing that I wanted to point out to people that say that we were rough to Chase Rachel's on the show last night is, yeah, I'm being rough for a reason, and I believe that reason is that people need factual information about the places that they're moving, rather than just, hey, we're going to get together, and it's going to be awesome. I don't think that it necessarily is. is. And I think the Free State Wyoming, which is probably the most successful competitor to the Free State Project, is a really great example. They've had dozens of people move, probably less than 100, fewer than 100.
Yep, I'd say that's right.
And we've had people come, one person come from there to here saying, wow, I can't believe all the activism here. It's basically nothing's going on there.
Wyoming's a big place, and a few dozen people moving across the state of Wyoming is basically... You don't know anything.
They have like a picnic and a gun shoot, you know? I mean, that's the sum total of the activism that's going on.
They do a camping event of some sort.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Not much going on there. And I think
it's kind of cult of personality oriented as well, in that Boston Tea Party is the founder of the organization, and it's more like Boston's club kind of thing, what I understand. And he's a nice guy, Kenneth Royce. He's come to the Free State Project events and has spoken there. And, you know, I think that the Free State Wyoming deserves credit for being the most organized, the most successful long-term alternative to the Free State Project. And by successful, I simply mean they still exist.
And people have moved.
There's still a website, and people have actually moved for the project. But according to the guy who came to visit, who spent 7 years there for Free State Wyoming, he says that the kind of people who've moved are more of the kind of folks that want to be out alone in the woods, you know, or on the plains or wherever, and, you know, be able to shoot their guns and be left alone. And you know what? In Wyoming, you can do that.
Yeah, yeah. It might make a lot of sense for some people that are just looking for that. Maybe they're not really looking to get active and try to make a big change. Maybe they just want to find a nice place to go kind of hide out and shoot guns, and that's cool. If that's your thing, then maybe Wyoming makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't have a lot of information, and I only put languishing. I said that, that right here I said started by those, mostly in the West, who weren't interested in the FSP, in the FSP as another option. Reports vary on their success, but little quantifiable success has been reported. I've seen no successes from a, you know, standpoint of, you know, them having any success in the government or doing anything.
Yeah, there's
there.
No publicity.
I'm
there's
hearing
no,
as many people leave as move. That's all I got.
Yeah, there's no buzz. There's no publicity. There's no exciting news coming out of there. You certainly don't get headlines like right now. Freekeen.com has been referenced in Reason magazine for one of the articles that we published, which cited a state representative here, actually from the Keene area, saying that Free Staters are the single biggest threat the state is facing today. Now, find me a quote like that from Wyoming or Austin or, you know, Asheville or any of these other places. Maybe eventually they'll get there. You know, maybe they will make the splash that they want to. But that's the kind of thing you don't see coming out of Free State Wyoming. You don't see any headlines of any sort about their impact there.
Yeah, so...
That's the thing. Do you want to have an impact and actually, you know, strike at the root and actually see more freedom in your lifetime? Or do you just want to go hide out somewhere and shoot some guns? I mean, if that's the case, you can go to a lot of states and hide out somewhere and shoot guns. You can do that in New Hampshire, too. Like, go to Grafton. Nobody will find you there.
Yeah.
It's the place activists go to disappear.
But that quote is really fantastic because it just shows what an impact the Free State Project is having. And that
it's undeniable.
Yeah.
By the way, I think that Grafton's had a lot of quantifiable successes, and you're just upset that Grafton gets some people to move there and you don't like it.
I think Grafton's fine, but that's just what people say about it. There are people who've moved to Grafton.
That's what some people say some of the time.
There are visible activists who've moved to Grafton and have disappeared.
Well, they're busy in Grafton, I guess.
No, they've usually just disappeared.
All right, whatever. Blue Ridge Liberty Project, which we talked about last night on the show, and you can go get that archive.
We spent the first hour on it.
Yeah, freetalklive.com. It's listed under last night's date, and you can go get that. And you know, we talked about it exhaustively.
They're new.
Yep. It's a peaceful parenting community offered as an alternative to the FSP.
Marketing only to peaceful parents and voluntarists, and I think that's one of the downsides to it. They're not a big tent. You know, they're not interested in attracting people who are interested in changing the system. And they think that they can be
free. They would say that the downside of the Free State Project is that it is a big tent and it dilutes their message. So there you go.
They think that they can be free by just living free and that the state's somehow going to leave them alone.
I think the jury's out on this. They have a little cult of personality-ish in that they have a very strong marketer in Justin Stout.
He doesn't have the name that the Boston Tea Party
does. No, but he's gotten a lot of people behind his project.
Yeah. He deserves credit for that.
But they decided to pick a place where he didn't live, which I think is a real plus.
Credit for that, too. More coming up, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you would like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on our website, and you'll find they're absolutely free. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that and enjoy that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Bitcoin.com.
You've been hearing about Bitcoins here for a while on Free Talk Live, and the number of people around the world that are using them is exploding. If you have a business and you want to accept Bitcoins, but you don't know how, you're in luck. BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay, there's now an easy way for any website, charity, or retail store to accept Bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash deposited right into your bank account. The fees are much lower than credit cards, and there's no risk of chargebacks or fraud. Visit BitPay.com to get started. It's BitPay.com. And this is a service that, frankly, you should be, if you have a business, you should be offering to your customers. It's fast, it's easy, and it costs less than credit cards. BitPay.com.
All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll continue here with you and your thoughts. We go to Gus. He's listening in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gus.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about Mark and the monocle.
Please do.
I think y'all glossed over that way too much.
All right, go for it.
So we should spend more time talking about me having a monocle?
Yes, I think you need to embrace your monocle-ness.
Well, so the fact is I have an uncorrectable vision problem, and what I said previously is if I had a whole bunch of money that I could get a specially made monocle. And the thing is that somebody would have to spend a great deal of time mapping out my vision because they can't use sort of the standard, I don't have astigmatism, I don't have a warped eyeball. I've got a problem where a growth showed up on my retina, so I have sort of a macular degeneration kind of situation without it being in the macula.
You may be in luck because my uncle is actually an eye research scientist. He works at Emory University in Georgia.
Okay.
And
I don't feel lucky yet.
He travels. He's in like half retirement now, and he travels around the world mostly giving lectures and stuff. But maybe he could poke your eye with something.
Well, great. But what I was suggesting is that this monocle would have to be mapped out some. Monocles don't cost much. It would be this particular monocle that would cost a great deal. However, it would be pretty funny to see me in a monocle.
No, I think you need to embrace the monocle.
I think it would be great if you also grew a very long mustache that you could twirl with your fingers.
I think I should just wear the monocle and not do anything else, because then it would just be that much weirder and outrageous. Isn't it one of those guy dating things that suggests that you have something about you that's completely different, like an eye patch or, I don't know, peg leg, and you go off to the club so the women have to pay attention or something?
That would be your bling?
It would be
an accessory.
It would be hilarious is what it would be.
I think you need to go for the whole Colonel Klink look.
Shave the head. Was he bald, Colonel Klink?
He was, right? Bald. He was certainly bald on top.
Yeah.
He had short hair on the side.
Gus, go ahead.
Yeah, well, he was definitely bald on top and pretty tight on the side.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling with the thoughts. Anything else you want to share?
The Bitcoin. I know you all promote that heavily, and Have y'all looked into the exchange rate with that? I thought, I went to one of the sites and it was a 3.99% fee on that. And that seemed kind of high.
You talking to change Bitcoin into dollars?
Yeah, exactly.
I saw another one that was 7%.
Yeah, it depends on how you want to do it. Different ways. If you go to bitinstant.com, there's different ways to do it more and less expensively. But if you take a look at what it costs to transfer money into any other currency, you're going to pay those kind of rates, too. It's unpleasant to pay any kind of fee at all, but the fact is that, here's my prediction, is that if you don't do it this week, then a month from now, you're going to be like, man, I wish I had paid the 4% back then.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, because, if you purchased it a few weeks ago when it was 10 or 11, I think it was 11-something, you paid a fee, and you might have said, at the time, I wish I didn't pay that fee. But now, right now, I'm looking at it, it's $13.44.
Yep.
So that fee absolutely didn't come anywhere near getting to that.
I paid a fee to do it, and I dropped more than $10,000 into Bitcoins.
Wow. That's a lot.
I'm serious. I really believe Bitcoins are going somewhere.
Apparently you do.
I agree. And so you all feel that the BitInstant or whatever you're promoting fee is the best fee?
as far as the fee goes, you might be
able
to find...
You can do 2% Dwolla to through BitInstant from Dwolla to Bitcoins. 2%. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about transferring from Bitcoin to dollars. That seems to be more expensive. It's cheaper to get into Bitcoins than it is to get out
of Bitcoins.
So there you go. Gus, check out BitInstant.com. That's the cheapest way I've seen to do it. And also, as far as changing Bitcoins into dollars, the folks at BitPay.com have pretty low rates on that. So it might be a way for business owners to accept Bitcoins without having a big, you know, transfer fee as far as changing those Bitcoins into dollars.
If you go to the Free State Project Bitcoin Consortium on the website and you want to change your dollars into, your Bitcoins into dollars real quick, people just post there and get it.
And sell them person to person.
They just sell them person to person.
Gus, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been going over the Move Here project. Mark, we've been through, I think, five different Move Here projects, a couple that, they expired back in the early 1980s or early 70s, and then a few more that were more recent, including Free State Europe, which didn't really ever get any kind of traction. I don't think they ever even selected the destination for Free State Europe. Also, the current one of the current ones was Blue Ridge Liberty Project, which we discussed in quite a bit of detail last night. What did you want to cover next, Mark?
Lone Star Libertopia.
This is, by the way, coming off of your Move Here Project page on Facebook at facebook.com/Move Here Project.
Yeah, that's right. Lone Star Libertopia, which is a new one. It's basically John Bush and Catherine Bleich, who are stars in the Liberty Movement. Catherine Bleich was actually named one of the 50 most dangerous people by the Southern Poverty Law Center, or Patriots or something like that. Was the terminology that they use.
She's a feisty one, that's for sure.
She is a feisty one, and now they've got a couple of kids and a chicken farm, and they want people to move to Austin, to in the general surrounding vicinity, in order to get that town of, several million people freer.
It's not several million people, but there are hundreds of thousands of people living in Austin. So there's, I would say between Asheville and Austin, the Blue Ridge Liberty Project and Lone Star Libertopia, there are fewer people living in Asheville, so you may have a better chance of success there if you were to get people to move
there. But
they're
still both fighting, besides the peaceful parenting thing, which the Blue Ridge Liberty Project has, and I think that's a great niche for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could have used that niche in New Hampshire, but that's my opinion.
Yep.
The Lone Star Libertopia is essentially fighting with them over the people that would otherwise move for a Liberty Project but can't handle snow, those people. And I think that you're talking about perhaps dozens of movers a year. Tops, they would be, fighting over, which then therefore people have to decide, well, is that enough people to make anything happen, and will I pick up a move for that?
And the other thing with both of those projects is they both focus on one specific area within a state, and they are both intending on ignoring, to some extent, they want to get enough people there to where they can ignore the state governments, and governments just don't want to be ignored.
That's agorism versus standard political operative libertarian stuff.
Right, and I think that the state doesn't want to be ignored, and they're going to, if you ever do make get a foothold there, they're going to show up and be very interested.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. Nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. Guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiFO absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight. Bring up whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And the features on the site we give away. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is here, courtesy of his website, BrainlessTales.com. It is a comic. It is free. You should check it out. BrainlessTales.com. 855-450-FREE. We'll let you take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about the Move Here Project. It is a webpage that you've created on Facebook, Mark. It is facebook.com/moveheareproject. And you're attempting to collect all in one place information about the various different migrations or proposed migrations for Liberty.
Mostly proposed.
That in a lot of cases have fizzled and not gone anywhere. We should correct ourselves. Someone, Sharif, was it, posted on the page that Free State Europe still exists. The website is gone. They have changed their name to Freedom?
European Freedom Project?
Freedom Project Europe. It is a Facebook page, Freedom Project Europe. However, if you go to the Freedom Project Europe Facebook page, you will find that it has not been updated by the page itself. No one officially affiliated with the page has posted to it since September of 2011.
I'm going to keep the failed thing next to that.
I would call that languishing. I mean, they still have a website.
No, I'm sorry. That's not languishing.
Well, okay.
Look, I mean,
I'm trying here.
If you proposed several years ago that people pick up and move, and there's not enough going on in your project to have posted on your Facebook page for a year and a half.
They have yet to choose the location.
Yeah,
in September,
I'm sorry.
They had a map with prospective locations, including Iceland, Ireland.
Languishing is a much higher status on my list. You know, I've got Free State Project,
Finland.
Free State Wyoming as languishing. Languishing means something's happened.
Malta?
No. Listing out, I'm sorry, typing on the internet is not.
It's got a map.
Yeah, I don't care. Shut up. It doesn't matter. I got another one here, the American Samoa Liberty Project.
This was a joke you created.
This is a joke I created because I'm telling you, it frustrates me when somebody gets on the internet and just cavalierly says, you know, let's start a Liberty Project in Mobile, Alabama, or wherever. They just pick their town and say, let's move here. And I think that it's, you know, very frustrating. So I suggested the American Samoa Liberty Project. Now, frankly, there are only 60, you don't need a passport to get there, and there are only 60,000 people in American Samoa.
It sounds so pretty good.
There's an argument to be had for it. However, one-third of those people work for the government. And when you show up as a white guy telling the American Samoans we're here to take over your government, we're going to teach you freedom, that's going to go really badly.
Have you seen those people? Those guys are huge.
I believe that as far, aren't they, you're most likely to be a football player or something like that.
If you're from American Samoa?
Yeah, like Samoans, like it's like, as far as, I guess, is that an ethnicity? I'm not sure. But
I don't know.
I would guess.
Yeah, that they have the highest, highest percentage, you know, because there's very, like you were pointing out, there's very few of them, but there's a lot of them are football players.
There you go.
Apparently you either work for the government or play football.
Well, in American Samoa, I mean, mostly government-type jobs working. I think a military base or something would be my guess. So it would work very poorly. But
you weren't serious about
this. This was a spoof that I created, and, you know, I made a Facebook page. It existed. I can verify that it existed, so I put it up.
Yep.
And there's another one. It's called The Citadel. And this is
a new one, right?
Yeah, this is a new one. This is preppers moving to Idaho. It's a large group of preppers plan an exodus to northern Idaho to start a new community.
Now, one who is a prepper is not necessarily liberty-oriented.
Not necessarily, but I'm trying to be, you know, sort of
inclusive.
Open, inclusive here. I don't want to be terribly exclusive, you know, as far as, because one can get really, be slicing the cheese very finely, and that's to some extent what the Blue Ridge Liberty Project is doing. They say that you can't be somebody who believes in small government. You must be a person who believes in voluntary human organizations, which means essentially,
which
know,
of course
no
the largest
monopolistic governments.
Right, the largest portion of voluntarists in one place is here in New Hampshire.
Sure.
So those who are seeking more voluntarist types to be around, the obvious place to go is New Hampshire. We've got them here in spades.
They wanted to start a project. You know what their stated reason is they want a peaceful pairing and community, which of course
also pretty big up here.
Yeah, would be, you know, fine to start in New Hampshire, and they wanted to attract. They figured that they'd do better by taking the people who didn't want to move to New Hampshire for whatever reason, rather than you know, placing their bets in New Hampshire. That was what the statement. I don't understand it. I suspect somebody who's intimately involved in the project is scared of snow. That's what I think.
Well, whatever.
But that's my opinion.
The best of luck to them. I hope one of these pans out. I mean, I would love
a place to winter. Absolutely. Yeah. Please, you know, all the luck in the world. But I can't, you know, I'm not going to pee on you until tell you it's raining. I'm going to give you my opinion, and I think that that's the highest form of respect I can give you.
Well, Chase from the Blue Ridge Liberty Project posted on my Facebook saying that he says that he wants me to know, he has no issue with any remarks I might have made regarding why I don't think the Blue Ridge Liberty Project is the most efficient or effective setup. He says, I welcome your critique, and any idea worth pursuing should hold up against strong skepticism.
Yes.
I think the only thing that's discouraging is when you say things like, it's not viable or it won't work. That's a speculative conclusion. I'd like to say it's speculative based on experience. It's speculative based on, you know, looking at the numbers and saying, it's more likely to work. It may not even work in New Hampshire, but it's more likely to work here because
has failed its way to success. You know, Sam, our former co-host, was pointing out to today. The fact is the Free State Project has had massive failures along the way, but in spite of that, it's successful.
Still here.
People are still moving. And yeah, people have moved away. Absolutely, people have moved away. But more people are moving than have moved away. And, you know, I mean, if somebody doesn't like the counter number, they can go in and change their address, and the counter will change.
It's a numbers game, and having the largest concentration of activists in a small population place is the most important factor. That's the 10 states that were chosen for the Free State Project as possible states were chosen primarily based on population. There were two exceptions. Rhode Island and Hawaii were left out due to their renown for being corrupt places. So those two were left out of the options. But the other 10, the remaining 10, were there just based on population.
Now, here's one that people probably haven't even heard of. Did you want to go on? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
The Kentucky Free State Project.
Yeah, I have not heard that one.
Now, this one is little more than a web graphic in existence, but they have swiped the Free State Project name, much to the chagrin of people who are in the leadership of the Free State Project, the whole name. And, you know, I think that if you're going to create your own project, here's two things you should steer away from. Using the term Free State... And
it's an oxymoron anyway. I mean, that's a good critique.
One of the biggest critiques of the Free State Project is it has the term free and state in it, and then most of these other projects go and bite off the name, anyway. But, using Free State or a porcupine, you shouldn't be using either one of those. Those are trademarks, and you're misidentifying yourself when you do it. You're confusing the public.
But what is it? You said it's just a web graphic? It's not even a Facebook page?
They don't have their own page that says KentuckyFreeStateProject.com or something like that.
It's this graphic
company. DailyTiki.com. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, they made the graphic. Go to Facebook.com/MoveHereProject and take a look.
Okay, I'm looking.
There you go. You'll find the link. So another one of them is blueseed.co, and this is one that I'm very excited about. People will say that I'm extreme partisan when it comes to the Free State Project, and I'm not. I think that blueseed.co has the best opportunity to overtake the Free State Project and succeed far more quickly. The fact is that if you create a boat and move it 13 miles off the shore, that you could very well quickly overtake the successes of the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving activists to the state of New Hampshire, where they will struggle, fight, and pursue their freedom against people who wish to take it away from them or have already taken away the freedom of other people. Whereas if you put a boat out there and say, we're going to fill this boat full of voluntarists, you already have a voluntarist community that day. Now, they claim that they will start on December the 13th, December 2013, and I sincerely hope that they do, but at this point, they're an idea and not a reality. They've gotten some great funding from Peter Thiel, among other people, and I sincerely hope that they manage to pull it off.
There is a website, Mark, KentuckyFreeStateProject.org.
Okay. Link to it on the website. All you have to do is go to my page and take that link and put it there. You can, this is intended to be a way that people can, put more information out about these things.
It is being updated. There is there are blog posts that are relatively current. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff, and with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, only moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and the number is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you enjoy this program and would like to help support Free Talk Live, we'd invite you to shop with us. You can do that over at shop.freetalklive.com, and that'll take you to a few different links to different stores online. The primary one is Amazon, and we have three links to Amazon, one for Amazon US, one for Amazon Canada, and the other for Amazon UK. Click into the link that's right for you, and you'll be able to do your Amazon shopping as you normally are, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's the same great Amazon prices that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon credits us 7 or 8% typically on most purchases, and that's a big deal for us. So please go to shop.freetalklive.com when you're ready to do some online shopping and get your shopping done through our Amazon links there. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the Move Here Project. It is a Facebook page you've created, Mark, to bring together to one place all of the various different Move Here projects that there have been over time. Some of them still exist, some of them not so much. And we were just talking about the Kentucky Free State Project, which I was completely unaware of. We did end up determining that there is actually a website for it, KentuckyFreeStateProject.org. You may want to update the entry, because the one you have is a daily T. Now, if you look at the Kentucky Free State Project site and you go to the About page, it talks about how it's a gathering place for the various Kentucky Tea Party groups to keep each other informed about what we're up to. So I don't know if they're actually trying to move people to Kentucky. It doesn't really have that feel to it, Mark, so I don't know if that means does it qualify?
I don't know. They're using the Free State Project name, and,
right.
You know, I've got some other things on here that are arguably not entirely fit for the list, so I don't know.
They're not saying move to Kentucky. I don't see that anywhere here. They are talking about bringing tea parties together, which, of course, the Free State Project has nothing to do with the Tea Party or Occupy. Free State Project participants have participated in both Tea Party and Occupy. So
I'm going to go ahead and publicly ask Kentucky Free State Project to stop calling themselves the Kentucky Free State Project and start calling themselves the Kentucky Tea Party Coalition.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
All right, so Free Cities Project, which was the idea to move to
Honduras.
The Honduran idea, you know, a couple of cities in Honduras.
Honduras was supposed to sell to the Free Cities Project plots of land upon which supposed free cities independent of Honduras somewhat would be built. Ended up being that the Honduras Supreme Court decided that that was a no-go.
Right, and the Free Cities Project is still poking around. I think they're talking to Jamaica and some Eastern European places and see if they can still do it, but I've listed them as not quite dead. By the way, I like this idea, and so many people don't like it when we say that we don't think that a particular project's going to work. I'm willing to go out and say that some of these ideas I think are going to work. Mostly it has to do around funding.
Right. Wasn't the Free Cities was really focused, I thought, on business, like finding a place to do more free business that was less regulated. That's what it seemed like for me that the focus was for them.
Yeah. They were going to use best practices from governments around the world to create sort of a Hong Kong of the West. Another one that I really, really like, and if I ever get to be wealthy like some talk show hosts manage to do, this is what I'm going to do. It's the Sea Lions organization, and this is the idea to make these self-sustaining catamarans that you can take anywhere in the world. They're, they create their own power, filter their own water.
In theory.
And these are just theory. And I put it as listed as underfunded. The ideas are still sound. It was always just an idea, but you know, the date keeps on getting pushed back for whenever they'd get started with whatever it is.
I actually met somebody at a Liberty Forum of all places that was signed up for the Sea Lions.
Okay.
And his backup plan was Free State Project.
Yeah, I think that it's the best idea out there, but unfortunately, it just doesn't have the money, so therefore, it's not going to go anywhere.
But it's living on a boat, really. So I mean, it's not the best thing for a lot of people because most people don't want to live on a boat.
That's true. Otherwise, they would.
Right? Well, if you want to live in communities, the government claims to own the land. You know, and by the way, no, they wouldn't, Ian, because the fact is that technology hadn't moved until recently to the point where you could have the same sort of benefits on a boat that you could have on the land. Now we're getting much closer to that.
If somebody wanted to live on a boat, there would be nothing stopping them. There have been houseboats for a long
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, you can go live on a boat, but you know, now you can have the internet through 4G. You can have create solar power and things like that.
It's better now.
So
sure,
if you want to go camping out in the bay on a boat, yeah, you could do that previously. Now you could have a houseboat.
Just curiosity, I've been waiting for them to launch, one of these boats because I'm just so curious to see it. I want to see the YouTube walkthrough.
That's what they want. That's what everybody wants is the boat, and they don't have the boat, and that's the problem with that project. I'm very excited about it.
Free State Project is way beyond the idea phase.
Yes,
we're
is
here.
Sure
it's
it
been
is
a decade that the Free State Project has been in existence as an idea, and it became real after the vote when people started moving. More and more people have moved. We now have over 1,100 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 13,000 are pledged to move. We want to get to 20,000. This is not just an idea. It's real. Proof of concept. It's happening. The statists are freaking out, as you can see over at freekeen.com, with one statist state representative saying that we are the greatest threat to the state. That, to me, is, that's not speculation.
Right. No one's calling any of these other projects the greatest threat to anything. And so someone's using a superlative to describe the Free State Project. They're not using a superlative to describe any of these other projects.
And most of them don't even propose to be a threat to the state. They just propose, at best, to be a group of, voluntarist types living in a small, relatively, close-by area, and so they can commiserate together, as Chase said.
Actually, I will use a superlative to describe Free West Alliance.
This
is the biggest failure of all of them. The Free West Alliance is an organization attempting to organize migration of libertarians to the like-minded into the U.S. states of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming
just Wyoming. Let's go to three different states.
Yeah. So basically, they're incorporated at one point or another into.
There's not enough open space in Wyoming. We need to move to three places where there's huge amounts of open space.
The Christian.
What happened to them?
Basically, they got incorporated into Free State Wyoming.
Okay. Okay.
Christian Exodus, which is not really
not a Liberty Project.
Liberty Project, but they did basically steal word for word the website.
They copied it.
They copied the website from the Free State Project without permission, and if you can call it stealing or you can just call it really bad manners.
We don't believe in intellectual property.
But it was bad manners, right? To go to somebody's webpage.
It's generally considered poor form.
Almost direct competition with and swipe all of their programming from the webpage.
Right. If we went to BrainlessTales.com and copied all the pictures and then called it Mark's Brainless Tales, then, you know, that would be pretty poor
tacky
form.
Yeah, it would be poor form.
Paulville in Texas.
This is one of my favorites. It's just hilarious, I think, because it's
just desert.
Well, just the idea, like, you know, Ron Paul is, of course, great, but it's his ideas, you know. It's based on his ideas and just that they would take his name and go Paulville.
Yeah, of course, Ron Paul has no association with this project.
He was lukewarm on the idea.
Well, the idea was it was going to be in Texas, right? Yeah. And it came out after the 2008 campaign. It was a bunch of people who were, you know, Ron Paul didn't win.
I don't know about a bunch.
Okay, a handful of people who decided, let's move to someplace in Texas that has no population and we'll build a town from scratch.
Yeah.
Has anything happened with it?
I've called it failed completely. You know, I just got a citation on it. I don't think anything's happened with it at all. All I saw was a picture of desert was their proposal. Here's another one you haven't heard of, Ian. Limon Real. This is a Costa Rican Free State project. It has 40 likes on its Facebook page, so it can't be too important, but you can go there. They're trying to get people in Costa Rica of libertarian mindset to move to, I guess, the Limon province. I can't entirely read everything. I didn't spend time sort of trying to translate it in my brain. It's clearly not for me, so I don't think it really matters. I've got another one here. The American Redoubt. Program. Redoubt. The American Redoubt program is a strategic, it doesn't say program, American Redoubt is a strategic relocation movement first proposed by survivalist, novelist, and blogger James Wesley Rawls, which designates three western states. I guess this is very similar to the Free West Alliance, and adjoining portions of two other states, Oregon and Eastern Washington, as a safe haven for survivalists, conservatives, Christians, and Jews. By the way, this almost exact geographic area was also proposed for a neo-Nazi movement back in the 80s. So the Christians and Jews will be moving to where the neo-Nazis are, I guess, if anybody moved for this. But the point I wanted to make with the Move Here Project at facebook.com/moveheareproject was these things have been going on a long time, and you know, just because you came up with an idea doesn't mean you're going to be successful. The Free State Project's successful by the sheer dent of the volume of activists that are involved.
Paulville had the benefit of the name and the buzz around Ron Paul, and they didn't even get off the ground. The Paulville website is down. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's why I'm behind some of these and not behind others. I'm willing to get behind some of them.
Tonight, back tomorrow, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.